Blog Talk Radio.
No. We'll do it live! Fuck it! Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live! Fucking thing sucks!
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything around?
They are assaulting our children. They are assaulting your crotch.
Running to the phone, no doubt about it.
I like them bright fried potatoes.
I give myself the cream.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
That's why my friends should join me.
The knowledge banks of this human have been wiped clean.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, America. Happy birthday to you.
Greetings, greetings, and welcome to I'm With Stupid on this beautiful second day of July here in the United States of America. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the palatial digs here in Bagwine, Ohio, and sitting next to me, a mere 24 miles to my north, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, bitches. This is the J-Man coming to you from the all-American town of Redneckville, Arkansas. How the hell are you doing, Matt?
I'm doing just fine. And first off, I would like to thank George Michael for recording that beautiful happy birthday rendition for us and for America. How are you, sir?
George did a fantastic job. He's a multi-talented singer, songwriter.
And he must have had lots of rolls of toilet paper on the walls because I didn't catch a lot of reverb or anything.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm doing all right. I'm doing pretty good. It's 98 degrees here. Really humid, but, you know, we're having a good time this weekend. Before we get too far into the show, I want to do a quick shout-out to the All-American girl. The All-American girl, Taylor Swift, is apparently ill and not feeling well at all. She had to cancel her show tonight. She's on tour. And Twitter is just blown up with the Get Well Taylor hashtag. And I wanted to let her know that we're thinking about her, too. We're big fans.
We are. And I'm sorry to hear that she came down with an acute case of mediocrity.
It really wears you down. I know. I know it does. And we want to say hello to some people in the chat room here, Matt.
Yes, we've got Augusto, we've got a guest, we got Kimé, and Augusto right off the bat wants to know how you got from Arkansas to 24 miles north of me.
Scotty beamed me over.
And much like Rick Nelson, you're just a traveling man, Jay.
That I am. And there's Rich Taylor who just popped back into the chat room. He's been in and out a little bit. As he does.
As he does.
So have you got a big holiday weekend going on, Matt? Big 4th of July weekend?
Well, I'm working all weekend. The beer mine's been hopping. But tomorrow I get off at 7 o'clock, and I'm headed to my brother's palatial estate that has a pond and room for a pony. And free food, free beer, lots of fireworks. It's going to be a great time.
Oh, it does sound like a good time. And I guess the beer mine will be open on Monday on the 4th of July so that people can get all the beer they need and get really rip-roaring drunk before shooting off fireworks?
Of course it will. We're open 11 to 9 on Monday.
Goodness. Oh, that's pretty exciting.
Yes, it is. So, what's your plans? I hear you've got some you got some family that came down to Arkansas this week via the Conestoga wagon.
Yeah, they've made their way down from they're from Nebraska, and they're in town all the way until Tuesday. And my sister and brother-in-law and their two little doggies are here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, we've been out and about running around town. You know, there's lots to do here in Redneckville. So, and everybody but me is asleep right now because, you know, it wears you out, you know, out running around and partying and, you know, living the rock and roll lifestyle that we live.
But, of course, you're up because even though you do, a couple full throttles and some Benadryl and you're ready to go.
Absolutely. I'm a professional, so I will
right.
guaranteed to be here. And I want to send a shout-out to Average Chick, who is has attempted to get into the chat room, and apparently BTR just would not have let her in. And sorry about that, babe. But Average Chick is bedridden. She's
yes.
pregnant, and they've put her on bed rest, and so she's kicked back, getting breakfast in bed, and all that good stuff. Which is
and we
really
wish
all that
nothing
good stuff.
But the best. We wish nothing but the best for her.
Absolutely, we're sending out good vibrations to her.
Yep. Well, anyway, Jay, I guess what brings us all together here on this July 2nd is our nation's annual birthday party's coming up Monday.
Absolutely. It's 4th of July, celebrating America's independence.
Yep. And nothing like that Declaration of Independence that was written by George Jefferson, Maude Adams, and Aretha Franklin.
It was originally a script for a sitcom that they were submitting to Hollywood. But anyway, it's good that we're having the show today on the 2nd because most people don't realize that the Declaration of Independence was actually written on the 2nd, and it took and approved on the 2nd. It took until the 4th for the news to get out. Because they didn't have Twitter.
No, they didn't. The town criers, they didn't have quite the megabytes and the speed of today's computers.
No, and Paul Revere couldn't go town to town ringing his bell and shooting off guns, telling everybody.
Yeah,
you know, all the time. Because I mean, he had his rock band, Paul Revere and the Raiders, playing, and he had. You know, this pizza joint that he was running. So he's a busy man.
He was a busy man. And he had to take time out to warn the British. So
exactly. And Average Chick is able to listen. She just can't get into the chat room. And so she gave us a little shout out there on Twitter.
Well,
and
said that's Cletus, good.
And said that Cletus the Fetus is also listening and having a great time. So
Cletus rocks.
Shout out to Cletus.
Yeah, her favorite fetus. The official fetus. Of the On With Stupid show.
A great American fetus.
That's right.
Red, white, and blue fetus. And Mike is here, too.
Is he really? Oh, there he goes. He must have got his minute steak out of the way early, and he's joining in the fun.
Have you got any 4th of July celebrating to do tonight?
Tonight, well, no. Had a rough night last night. Had an impromptu drop in by I'm with Stupid's intern, little Jimmy Stewart. And it started out as one of those, hey, let's just have a beer thing that went into like 1:30 in the morning. So just kind of resting up today.
A little recovery time today, huh?
Yes.
Well, here after the show, we'll crank up the festivities here. We're going to have a traditional all-American dinner tonight of fajitas. And that, you know, everything that goes along with that, and some beer and some wine and some Maker's Mark bourbon to cap everything off, probably. Good stuff.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yeah, I'm going to reserve my parting for tomorrow. My brother and his wife have also secured an inflatable bouncy house. So I can't wait to see what puke looks like on the floor of that.
I was going to say, nothing sounds like more fun after you've been drinking all day long than that. Just get in there, bounce around. Actually, you could just lie there and let everybody else jump up and down. It'd kind of feel like you're on a waterbed, maybe.
And the funny thing is, he got this huge bouncy house, and I don't think there's anyone under the age of 25 that's going to be there. So that's kind of interesting.
It's an adult bouncy house.
Yes.
Maybe put a little red light in front of it.
Yeah, and hopefully there's some sanitizer inside.
And, we need to send a shout-out to our All-American girl who agreed to be the I'm With Stupid girl for this week's show.
Exactly. If everyone listening would like to go to our website, iwsradio.blogspot.com, you will see one hot chick named Tamara, who we have elected as our 2011 Miss Red, White, and Hot Stuff.
Hell yeah, and a sweet girl, too. What a sweetheart.
She is.
Yep. So, and she's on the official show page there, too, because why not?
And she'll be there again tomorrow. And maybe the next day and the day after that. Maybe every day will become Independence Day.
She makes me feel very patriotic.
Yes. Because when she
I mean, I love America. I love America anyway, but.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
And when she puts on those red, white, and blue underwear, my freak flag unfurls.
And Kimmy in the chat room says that she loves bouncy houses and loves to push little kids out of them. So,
well,
yeah, that
who
sounds
doesn't?
Like a lot of fun too.
That
yeah,
does.
That does sound like fun.
And you know what's
that'd be
great about
like,
that?
What?
Because this is America, you can do that.
Exactly. You can do that, even though you used to be able to do that on trampoline, but most places make you put that safety net around the trampoline now. So
that's true, yeah.
You'd have to, like, pick the kid up and throw the kid over the net, which you could do. But
yeah.
You know, it's more fun to bounce up and down and send them flying.
Yes. And it's okay these days now because, as we all know, every kid under the age of 18 has to walk around with a bicycle helmet on at all times.
True. But this is still America, and America is still awesome.
Of course it is.
Still the land of the free and the home of the brave and that stuff. It's still
the
best place on earth to live.
Yeah. It's nice. You can be as stupid as you want. In fact, Jay, I was working the beer mine today, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy came through and he wanted a bag of ice. He said, "What size bags do you have?" I said, "I've got 8 pound and 25 pound. He said, "How big is your small bag?" To which I said, 8 pounds. Hello.
And that, my friends, is what makes America great, right there.
Exactly.
And it's what makes you a great employee, because some people would have just grabbed themselves and said, I got your small bag right here, buddy.
I was thinking that.
Well, at least after you told him 8 pounds, he didn't then say, okay, how big is your biggest bag? What about the medium? Do you have a medium-sized bag?
We don't have a medium bag.
Could you make me a medium bag? I really like about 13 pounds. Could you do that? Can I just have half one of your big bags?
In fact, how much
I can't believe nobody's ever asked that of you.
How much would one of your half big bags weigh?
Someday I'm going to come up there and I'm going to pay somebody to come through the drive-thru and do everything you hate. I'm going to have them ask what soft drinks you have, and then when you reel through them, I'm going to have them say, "Do you have any cherry limeade?" And then I'm going to tell them to ask you for a half a big bag. What would that
half
cost?
Half a big bag.
And we have another listener that's wandered into the chat room.
I see that.
Living out in the desert Southwest.
I think she was drug in by scorpions.
Uh huh. Desert Rat is in the chat room now. How you doing, baby?
Yes. So, if any of you,
and I got an LOL from Rich Taylor. So I've pretty much done my job today. You're on your own, Matt.
All right. I'll do my part by saying, if any of you lovely people would like to call in and tell us what you love about America, you can call in at 661-244-9852.
Absolutely. Call us and tell us why you love America.
Yes.
The greatest nation on earth.
There's a lot of
nation
history.
Where anything is possible.
Yeah.
Where the entrepreneurial spirit flies. Or something like that.
It all goes back to
thrives,
the,
that's what I meant to say.
It all goes back to the Founding Fathers when they were writing the Declaration of Independence. I got a few facts that people might not know about that. If you'd like to hear them.
I would love to hear them.
Well, you know, it was Jefferson, Franklin, and Adams for the most part. And Jefferson had originally written that Americans should have life, liberty, and property. It was Franklin who suggested life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But people don't know that Franklin originally suggested life, liberty, and the pursuit of air baths, rums, drunken, buxom wenches between dusk and dawn.
You know, Franklin was quite the wordsmith.
He was.
And I kind of wish he had gotten his way.
I do, too. Now, Patrick Henry, although he never signed the Declaration of Independence, he had a much shorter version of the entire document. And it went, "Yo, G-man, sally forth and go fuck thyself, you wig-wearing bitch. You're no king. You're a princess, you girly man." Of course, that was not approved. So
that was a little harsh.
Yeah.
So he went and wrote that on his blog instead, right?
Yes, he did. Along with, people think he said, "Give me liberty or give me death," which he did. But actually he said, "Give me liberty or give me death and veal." Yeah, give me veal too. It's so tender.
Yeah. There you go. I like veal. Veal's good.
I do too.
Excellent.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. Great history lesson there from the Mat Man. Did you have anything else there?
Well, I do have another Patrick Henry story.
Good. I love Patrick Henry.
I do too. He's one of my faves. he was doing this give me this and give me that when he was a young kid. In fact, the give me liberty or give me death thing, he actually wrote something that inspired that back in 1748 when he was only 12 years old. Because Patrick Henry was a slight little kid. He had a high-pitched voice, and he had not developed any of his sexual characteristics in that time, and all his friends teased him about it. And then one time, after they really made fun of him, mercilessly, you know what I mean, he actually said, give me puberty or give me death.
I could see it. Kids are vicious when they start teasing.
I know.
Yeah,
but
really vicious.
But in this instance, it's a good thing because it helped to inspire the birth of a nation. And
yes, the great nation.
Great nation, which was born at the end of the American Revolution when Patton defeated Che Guevara at the Battle of Hastings. And then Frederick the Great was compelled to recognize our independence from the government of Madagascar by signing the Treaty of Honolulu.
Which Barack Obama's great-great-great-grandfather was there for that in Honolulu.
That's right. But,
Born in Kenya, but he was, you know.
True. And it was nice to see that on behalf of the United States of America, that treaty was signed by our founding father, William McKinley. So.
Well, you know, Mika Brzezinski's favorite founding father was Abraham Lincoln, so.
Yeah, I know. She's as sharp as the rolling edge of a rolling ball bearing. But she has perky breasts, so that's okay.
And nice legs.
Yes, she does have nice legs. That's because, much like our friend Desert Rat, Mika's a big runner.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah, I know that she's very concerned with what other people are eating and drinking and stuff like that.
And
but
watching
it's only
on
because,
television.
Yeah, but it's only because she wants you to be, you know, protected from yourself, and she wants us to be a better society.
But vodka and sleeping pills are quite fine. And Paxil's nice. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, thought I was going to have to give Lucy, one of the dogs, a Paxil last night. She's a little high-strung. Got here, she just wasn't particularly happy. She doesn't like change much. She was pacing around a lot and spending a lot of time sitting at the door staring at it, hoping it would open.
Well, maybe she caught a glimpse of a Korean family outside the window and it freaked her out. She was thinking to herself, I knew I was invited to dinner, but I didn't know I was going to be dinner.
I noticed they have that big grill out there, too.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, that thing looks like a smoker.
So, anyway, phone lines are open, folks. 5 minutes to go in the live stream.
And that phone number is
661-244-9852.
Maybe Rick Santorum can call in or something. I'm sure he's...
Maybe. Yeah.
Oh!
Well, you know, people could... Oh, yeah?
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say people could call in and tell us which of the Bill of Rights is their favorite. So I know everybody has a favorite.
And that is a sexy topic.
It is.
Okay. Yeah. Or if you don't like that idea. Hey, I'll tell you what. I got goosebumps, Jay, because tonight, or today I should say, a mere 45 miles away from me in Columbus, Ohio, is Herman Cain.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The He-Man, Herman Cain,
yeah.
Right there in town.
Yep.
I saw on Twitter earlier today that a couple of his staffers have quit. Very disappointed in him.
Evidently, they didn't like deep dish pizza either. They preferred the
thin
crust. Not. See?
They prefer thin crust, just like all of us do.
You tried to warn him.
Yep. Yeah. You just got to, you get that thin crust all meat, and that crust just gets saturated with the grease.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Like it should be.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You got it sitting there, and you take about half the pizza, because you get a large, you know. You think about half the pizza and you eat those pieces. And then, you're going to put the rest in the fridge for later on after you've had a few cold ones. And the bottom of that box is just saturated with shame and regret. it's just wonderful.
In fact, when I call any pizza place, it doesn't matter which one it is, along those lines, they'll ask me what I want. And I always say, I want a pizza that would make Mika Brzezinski throw up. And it always comes out really nice.
It probably does. You could also tell them that you want a pizza that Mayor Bloomberg wants to outlaw, and they'd make you a pretty good one.
Oh, God. What is with him?
Yep. Desert Rat is having air conditioning problems, apparently. That's very unfortunate there in the desert of the American Southwest.
Yeah, it's not helpful.
But she's grateful for freedom of speech, so she can listen to stupid people like us.
Yeah, I know. I noticed that. Yeah. I don't know if that was a compliment or not, but we appreciate it nonetheless.
Yeah, I'm going to take it as a compliment. Yeah, I'm going to take it as a compliment and just, roll with it. Yeah.
And now
and
that
Stabby McHugs. We have someone in the chat room named Stabby McHugs is in the chat room. So we want to welcome the Stabster.
I think it's good that a Desert Rat has no AC as she lives in Arizona. Because now it's like a history lesson, and she can understand what the American Indians went through.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little throwback to the old days.
Yeah.
What the Native Americans lived through and how they dealt with it. She can build a little teepee in the backyard and see what it was really like. So we're down to 55 seconds on the live stream.
Yep.
We want to thank everybody for listening.
And we want to thank everyone. Yep. And thanks for calling in, as always. It's always been a pleasure talking to you people.
I just assume that since you didn't call, you don't love America as much as we do. I hate to make assumptions like that, but I don't know where else to go with it.
Some things happen and you finally find out your audience is a bunch of communists.
It happens. And Desert Rat said that the Native Americans didn't have so much friggin' concrete. You know, we always try to make excuses for how soft we are, don't we?
Exactly.
But we're Americans. We could tough this out when the air conditioning goes out. They can. I can't. I'd have to get a motel room.
Concrete, adobe, what's the difference anyway?
That's true.
It's all chlorine. You know, that was, no longer.
Yeah, that was putting off some heat. All right, so we're in the after show portion of the festivities.
Yes, we are. It's kind of funny. My phone always works so well when we have nothing to say, Jay.
I know. Well, we're just going to wing it. You know, I really got nothing. Maybe the phone will go out and we could talk about that.
I swear to God, Time Warner monitors our communications. But that's okay.
Of course it is.
Yes.
I see Maria Sharapova lost at Wimbledon today.
Oh,
that's unfortunate.
Yeah. I bet she won't get laid tonight now.
No.
Who wants to date a loser?
Exactly. No matter how long her legs are. Have you been hearing fireworks going off? Are they already shooting them off around the Bagwine Dunes?
Oh, yeah. The last 3 days, it's been great. And actually, it's kind of peaceful. It's kind of nice. It's kind of like 1950s America without the, you know, blacks at the back of the bus. But every night, the last 3 nights, I've come home, and we got the AC on, so the windows are shut, and just the soft, rumbling echo constantly of fireworks. And it's kind of relaxing.
Yeah.
Soft, it's like being in Mayberry.
Yeah. Just hearing in the distance the...
Yep.
Like that, yep.
Now, tomorrow night will be a big difference. The party we're going to tomorrow night, Jay, my brother's house, as you know, it overlooks a country club, and they have a big fireworks show. And tomorrow night is their fireworks.
Oh.
Yeah, so we're
so
going
to
get to see that.
Yeah,
we're going to
gravy train the country club's fireworks.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
Well, and then my brother, he bought like anywhere from $500 to $1,000 worth, because he's a 12-year-old like that, which we appreciate. So we're going to have two shows tomorrow with free beer and free food. How big is that?
That's about as good as it gets right there.
It doesn't get any better.
Yep. I don't the apartment complex I live at, we have a little golf course here also, and they used to do a fireworks display, but last year they stopped doing it because it's a little expensive. Because it's a little expensive.
No.
Okay. And, you know, they're cheap, and well, you know, they don't want to burn the whole place down, I guess, but they did it for like 10 years apparently, so. But the city does a fireworks show down by the lake, and it'll draw a pretty big crowd, and people have a good time with that. I'm not going. I've been once. I've seen them. I know how it works.
Plus, when you're watching a fireworks display, aren't you really honoring China?
Yeah, you really are. It was great. The one I went down there and. At the end, there was some big spectacular display. You know, it ends, you know, with, you know, all kinds of stuff going off. And it created so much smoke that you couldn't see the fireworks. All you could see was the smoke everywhere.
Yeah.
So it didn't really work out all that great.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, ironically, you weren't allowed to smoke in the area probably.
No. If you lit up a cigarette, the cop would body slam you right on the ground and hook you up and take you downtown, man. They'd get down there to the county jail, and they'd say, "We don't really have room for any more. What did the guy do?" He lit up a cigarette. "Hey, let that rapist out. Put that guy in there."
Or if they wanted to make room, they could just say, Let's release the Duggards.
And I'm pretty sure that our jail wouldn't hold all the Duggards. But, and don't be walking around with an open beer either.
Oh, no, no.
But, yeah, in fact, they had a little. They had some statistics out for the, you know, that we just started allowing alcohol sales here in Redneck County this year.
And
the first liquor store opened. Well, the first place that was selling beer and wine started selling it late in April.
Mm-hmm.
And in March of 2010, there were 23 DUI arrests in Redneck County. In 2011, there were only 3.
Well, how about that?
So there
that?
You go. If you allow alcohol sales, your DUI numbers go down.
There you go.
How about that? And in fact, they've been down every month compared to the previous year.
Mm-hmm.
And that is because people can buy the beer and then go home and drink.
That is a novel concept.
Yep. Go home, sit there by themselves in a dark room, drink beer, and watch Hannah Montana and Wizards of Waverly Place and, you know, quality, wholesome television on the Disney Channel.
I see you've done some hands-on research on this topic.
I'm just assuming.
Of course you are.
Yeah. And let's see, Team USA, Women's World Cup team, won big today. I don't know who they beat, but
That's
beat
exciting.
Colombia. They beat Colombia. I'm excited. It's a great
can't
group of young All-American
can't
gals.
Win the war on, can't win the war on drugs, but we can beat Colombia in soccer. That's all that matters.
That's right. Well, in women's soccer.
Well, yeah.
The men's soccer team got their ass handed to them by Mexico, so apparently they're winning all the wars.
which I found silly that the American men's team lost to Mexico, since probably most of our team is Mexican.
Hey-o! No, the top Mexican soccer players stay in Mexico because they're the only ones there that have a job. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that.
Now, Monday is going to be a great show, Jay, because
we're going to
celebrate our independence. While you people
yep.
are not working, Jay and I are going to be hard at it. We're going to celebrate we're going to celebrate our independence by stating what we find wrong with America.
Well, we're gonna do a little life, liberty, and the no longer allowed to pursue happiness because of the nanny state discussion.
Yes.
And
can you imagine if Ben Franklin was alive today? Man, he'd be in jail.
He would be in jail, but Thomas Jefferson would be having babies with Tyra Banks.
Oh, that's why I hate him. And him, Thomas Jefferson and Tyra would be scheduled to be on the Oprah show.
Yeah, they would. Yeah, I think if Ben Franklin were alive today, he'd be living in probably in Idaho, and he would be cranking out He'd be smoking cigarettes and drinking hard liquor all day long and cranking out books and kind of a Hunter S. Thompson-esque, I think.
Mm-hmm. But and I don't know who my favorite founding father would be doing, and that would be, of course, John Quincy Adams. I'm sure he'd be doing something exciting. He'd be on Fox News, probably.
Probably. Samuel Adams would be suing the Samuel Adams Beer Company for intellectual property rights and for their using his image.
And how illegally. Do we really know that? And how do we really know that that is his image?
Well, true. Yeah. How do we know he wasn't like, you know, short and fat and really hairy? They're a pretty hairy group back then.
No, I know. It's like, why are you wearing the wigs? You got all that hair to begin with.
Yeah, George Washington would probably be part of the Tea Party. Maybe.
Well, I don't know, because, you know, George and his syphilis, he might not be a big Tea Partier, because he'd like to have access to the free clinics and shit.
Well, no, that'd make him a perfect Tea Partier. He'd be on disability, drawing a government paycheck. Out there railing against government excess waste and stuff. And of course, he'd be, you know, still quite angry that his slaves got taken away from him.
See what government intervention does?
How am I supposed to run the farm now?
Who's going to pick my corn, God damn it?
The new immigration bill that means there's no migrant workers from Mexico. What's it going to be, government? Slaves or migrant workers? Choose. Hey,
and
the show really goes
the...
in weird places sometimes, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Well, I just had a thought after all that. You know, if today, Patrick Henry would be a Mexican, and he would utter, give me a green card or give me death. I don't know why I found that funny, but I did. Okay, it's not as funny now.
Well, you found it funny. That's all that really matters.
At this point, yes, it does.
Minute 30 left in the show.
Okay. Well, since there's only 90 seconds left, we need to thank Tamara again because...
yes, we do.
Tamara is Ms. I'm with Stupid's Ms. Red, White, and 2011 girl. And it was nice of her, and she's very hot, and she's, well, smoldering.
Yeah. Yeah. Nah. Maybe we'll get the chance to thank her in person someday. Oh, what's this? Restraining order right here. Anyway.
Did that just come across the wire?
Yeah, they email it to you now. And I have the old news ticker back here, you know, the...
Yes, of course you do. I'm surprised Tamara wasn't arrested, because when she put those American flag underwear on, she set him on fire, and I'm surprised some idiots said, you know, for burning the American flag.
Burning the American flag, yep. All right, well, 20 seconds left, so we'll wrap it up. We thank Tamara very much for being our all-American girl today and again in the future. And everybody
and again,
who listens.
Late at night.
And early in the morning. Goodbye.